Welcome to the Self-Publishing School Podcast. This is the podcast to listen to if you're an aspiring writer or an author who wants to be more successful. On this show, you'll learn how to write and launch a book successfully, all from the top authors and people just like you who are doing it at the highest level. I'm your host, Chandler Volt, the founder of Self-Publishing School, the author of the book called Published, and the CEO of selfpublishing.com. For free training on how to publish a book that sells 10,000 copies, go to selfpublishing.com/free training.
I tried started searching things about how do you write a book, how do you publish a book, and all these things. And I found the favorite TED Talk of all time. And in it, you talk about how books change lives. In the editing process, it took me a while to get it edited just like I want, because I'm unique. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a visual learner, so I want my book to look attractive and I want it to be different than other business books.
Hey, Chandler Bolt here, and joining me today is Steve Waddell. Steve, he's the author of a book called Valuepreneurs. He's one of our authors here at selfpublishing.com, just recently published his book. He's also the inventor of the Nasani faucet. And check that out. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, you can see the book live on video here, Valuepreneurs. It's an awesome looking book, ton of great just interior formatting. It's well formatted. It's really, really good. And he's also, as VP of Read Integration and a past life, helped him hit the Inc. 5000 list 3 years in a row. So teaching what he knows from in the trenches, doing this stuff, scaling businesses. We're going to talk about a few things today, you know, kind of fresh off the launch. We'll talk lessons learned. We'll go through the process of how he wrote and published the book in a relatively short period of time, and it's just a really great quality book. We might even talk the summit that he's running and how he's doing that to sell books, a bunch of really fun stuff. Steve is a fun guy, as you'll learn. So Steve, welcome. Great to have you here.
Chandler, thank you. It's awesome to be here. And it seems like just yesterday you and I were in Charleston together.
Yeah.
At Author Advantage Live.
And that was, you had just started working with us a couple weeks right before that, right?
Yeah, that was part of my impetus for joining, was to be able to go to that live. Mm-hmm. Chad is your salesman, and he really sold me really well.
Chad is great. He's the GOAT. So let's maybe start there. Why did you decide to write this book? How did you find out about us specifically? Let's start there.
So I've always wanted to write a book. In fact, I had a contract in early 2000 to write a book with J. Ross Publishing on risk management. I was the risk manager for the aircraft carrier program, building nuclear-powered aircraft carriers and submarines in Newport News Shipbuilding. And when it came down to it, they told me business books weren't published in color. I said, look, I communicate visually with red, yellow, green, and stuff like that. It has to be in color. They wouldn't do it, so I canceled the contract. But I've always wanted to write a book and just haven't ever done it. And I had a gap between grants that I'm working on, and I knew I would have some time. And you know what? I said, I'm going to bite the bullet because I've turned 60 last October. So before I turned 60, I said, it's going to be my bucket list goal to get it done on my 60th birthday. And, you know, you asked me how I learned about you guys. You know, I tried to started searching things about how do you write a book? How do you publish a book and all these things? And I found the favorite TED Talk of all time. And it's yours. You know, so that was just a great TED Talk. And in it, you talk about how books change lives. And just fantastic talk. And I found your book published. I bought your audiobook as well. I'm all in, man.
So did you finish by your 60th?
I did. So I turned 60 in October. The book was published last month. So it's in my 60th year. Mm-hmm. So it's only been out for about 6 weeks. It achieved Amazon bestseller status already. We've got 81 five-star reviews. I'm on the way to 100. I'm only 1,100 and so behind you.
That's awesome. Well, talk me through obviously you canceled the contract back in the day. Once you started Googling around, found the TED Talk, all that stuff, what was the trigger point where you're like, hey, it makes sense to work with selfpublishing.com? And then maybe what was, once you got into the process, what was maybe the toughest part of the process? Like after you made that decision to say like, all right, I'm all in.
So the first thing I did was I started writing my book, right? I started going through and figuring out what the structure would be and how I would work it. And I decided I would get an editor and just feel it out and see if he thought I had something, right? And I did that before I signed on with you guys. And I sent them the manuscript. He reviewed it. I found him on Upwork, by the way. And there were things in it. He said, this really belongs in a memoir. And I hired him to go through and do a first round developmental edit. And so we stripped things out, reformatted, and I just started liking how the book looked. And I said, okay, I'm going to get serious about this. I think I can turn it into something, you know, and that was kind of the impetus to move forward. And then I knew I would need help, you know, especially in things like editing, not editing, and formatting and getting it uploaded to Amazon and all the things that you guys do great. And also, we started out a little rough early on the cover with the first cover designs, and I rejected those, but this one that we ended up with, unbelievable. It just attracts tons of interest when anybody sees it. And so that's I'm cool. ecstatic with yeah. The cover design your team did and working mm-hmm. with together with me mm-hmm. That we came up with. I love how the look of the book is. One of the unique things about the book, you know, you had to come up with a made up name if you wanted to do your own publishing company. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if you know about this, Chandler, but my wife and I rescue German Shepherds. And we mm-hmm. have two, one's named Rose, one named Thor. And my wife actually made up a name in an online system called Rosenthor. And so I liked it. It sounded like something out of Game of Thrones, right? I called the publishing company Rosenthor Publishing. And a percentage of the proceeds will go to Southeast German Shepherd Rescue for all the sales
cool.
to help rescue German Shepherds.
That's awesome.
And so you asked, really you cool. asked me some of this, what other struggle did I have in the editing process? It took me a while to get it edited just like I want, because I'm unique. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a visual learner, so I want my book to look attractive, and I want it to be different than other business books. So I had unique things about the book that your team had not done before. Mm-hmm. And so it took us a while to get through it all, but they persevered and mm-hmm. they did it for me finally. So I'm just ecstatic with the result. Hard covers in color, the paperbacks mm-hmm. in black and white, and the Kindle's mm-hmm. in color as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. We were talking about this right before the interview. I know you challenged the team to really level up, which I think in the midst of that is like can be kind of tough and it's like, oh man, there's a lot of revisions and all the things, but then what's cool about projects like yours is it just raises our capability. And so now it's like, all right, we've learned a new skill set and we've got the process and we just keep dialing it and making it better. So it was cool to go through that process with you. You talked about the editing being a tough part. I think that's a tough part for a lot of folks. And so it sounds like you were kind of already working with an editor and that was the point that you joined and decided to start working with us. What were the biggest lessons learned from that editing process and tips for other people who are maybe stuck in that editing process on their book?
You know, I actually use multiple editors. So I hired a developmental editor off Upwork. Then I went with an editor on Readzy and did the next level edit. And then I went back to my original developmental editor, you know, because at first, during the middle of the process, my book was originally called Legends Execute. And the interesting thing is, in a conversation I was on with Jason Pfeiffer, Jason is the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. And Jason said, you know, I think your book needs a different title. Everybody knows execution is where it's at. Because my book was all about what are the steps to develop a product from idea to concept. And the whole thing is about execution, right? So he pulls a book off his shelf and he said, have you ever heard of the book called The Third Door? And I said, no. He said, have you ever heard of it, Chandler?
I don't think I have.
So what he said was, the guy made this metaphor about the third door. He said, picture this. You're standing in line to get in a bar, and the bouncer may or may not let you in. So the only other way to get in is the VIP entrance, unless you're in the know, and there's a third door. So he goes, I think you need something like that. Well, you know, I had been invited to students down in North Carolina, and I'm going to show this graphic on what it's like behind the scenes of Shark Tank to really take a product to market. And I created this graphic. And if you look at it, ideas at the top and it's full of risk. And that's because ideas are a dime a dozen, right? And I'm racking my brain. What am I going to call the book? And as I looked at the whole process again, I realized it's really all about how do we add value? How to create value? All the steps we take in the process called the value-driven product development process are all about creating value. I'd also read another book about marketing, and it said sometimes you can take two words and put them together and form a new word. So value and entrepreneur became valuepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
How I came up with that. And but back to the editor. The other thing was when I went back to the original editor, the first one, the developmental guy, when I changed the focus from Legends Execute to Valuepreneurs, and I made some other minor changes. I was integrating the business model canvas at that point, which I had not done. He told me I need to do that in the second book. Go with what you got and do a second book. And I didn't want to do that. I said, I want to get the first book right. And so I went to the Readsy editor instead of using him. She helped me refine it. And then when I went back to him, he loved all the changes, did one more final edit. But he goes, you're going to need another final line item edit, $300-$400, right? And I hired this guy off of Fiverr to do that. And then I thought to myself, I'm paying him almost $400. He's not going to find anything. Man, he found a ton of ways to make the writing better. Just different little minor tweaks. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I loved everything he did. And he found a lot of things. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was paying him for nothing.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I think the takeaway there for a lot of folks is, hey, editors are worth it. And multiple rounds of editing will make the book better. That's good. And remind me, because as part of your, were you on Shark Tank? I know you mentioned Shark Tank.
I applied for Shark Tank and I got to the second round, video submission round.
Yeah.
But they had like 50,000 people apply. It was just a very small percentage. But I did apply for Funderdome, and I actually got flown out to CBS Television Studios. I was on stage with Steve Harvey competing against another entrepreneur for the audience vote. And I won $50,000. And that allowed me to create my MVP, which then led to investment of $600,000 by an investor couple out of Minnesota, and a second round for $250,000. And then, of course, you know, we launched at the start of COVID. This is with my product for Nasoni. But we launched at the start of COVID, worst possible time, couldn't get out and market the product, had to consume our marketing budget as operating capital. And so you have to learn to pivot. And this is in my book. And in the pivot, my wife says, you need to think about a grant. I'm thinking, what am I going to do with a grant and a faucet? You know, my product was a fountain faucet. But one day I was introduced to Dr. Lisa Caperna. She runs Old Dominion University Monarch Physical Therapy. And she says, man, if we had a sensor version of that, we could help spinal cord injured patients. So I applied for a grant. I won $259,000, finished the clinical trials last May, very successful. I won a $2 million phase two last September. And I'm about to win another $2.58 million from the National Institute of Aging for Alzheimer's and dementia. But all that's in my book. You know, how do you pivot when you have to, right?
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. The power of the pivot.
I hope you're loving this episode so far. So if you're serious about writing and publishing your book, we would love to chat with you and help create a custom plan. All right. So all you need to do right now is go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, schedule a 45-minute consultation with one of the experts on my team. All right. Let's implement what you're learning in this episode and let's see how we can help with your book. Go to selfpublishing.com/schedule.
So obviously check out the book and learn the story. What are the cliff notes on the funding, the grant funding piece? How did you get on the Funderdome show, first of all? And then how have you gotten these millions of dollars in grants? That's incredible.
Well, Funderdome was just, you know, you got to have energy and you got to be fun, right? And that's a show. It's a reality show, right? And so the videos I submitted at that time, you know, I had a lot of fun with it and they selected me to move forward. Now, it also doesn't always work because I was also asked to be on a show called Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch. You get to go out to California, you get on an elevator, and you got 60 seconds to pitch to the judges at the top. If they like you, they open the door, let you finish. If they don't like it, it thumbs down, you go back down.
That's so cool.
I fly all the way to California, this time on my own nickel, and I decided I'm going to put my faucets on a shelf, cover them up with not letting anybody see them. Now, I'd made my prototype. We had just won the Best of the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show People's Choice Award the month prior in January. So it's February. And I get on this elevator. I hide my faucets. I tell the judges my 60-second pitch. I said, look, we reinvented the faucet. It's amazing. So amazing we won the Best of the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show People's Choice Award last month, patented. And we're at the goal line. And with your help, we'll cross the finish line. And next thing you know, I'm getting sent back down. I'm like, what the heck happened? Wow, why am I going back down? And 2 weeks later, the show airs. And in fact, I'm flying home asking God, I'm saying, God, you know, I have a limited budget. Why did it enter my life of flying out here and spending this money when I needed to spend it elsewhere if I'm going to fail? Well, I didn't know God had another door. Because what happened was 2 weeks later, the show airs and I see what happened. And what you see behind the scenes is one judge looks at the other and goes, oh, that's mean. I really want to know what it is. That's what I was hoping for. But the other judge goes, yeah, this world really leaves you wanting more. And the other judge goes, yeah, he didn't show us the product. He doesn't tell us what he wanted. So I say thumbs down. But what happened was a lady in Richmond that works for the Small Business Administration saw that error, called her friend Ben and said, "Ben, you need to really meet Steve." Ben calls me and asks me about the product. And he says, "Would you like to meet my investor friends in Minnesota?" I said, "Yeah." So next thing you know, I'm talking to the investor friends in Minnesota and they tell me, "Listen, we like what we hear. If we're going to go any further, we think you need to fly to Minnesota." My wife and I flew to Minnesota that August. And within 3 months, we had received $600,000 for 25% of the company. So if I hadn't gone on the show and failed, wow, I never would have had that next door open to meet investor.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. Well, let's talk book stuff some more. And then I want to kind of close with some things you're doing to promote the book. First off, you mentioned, hey, already 81 reviews in 6 weeks or so. How'd you do it? Anything that's worked well for getting reviews?
So a couple of things. One is your process teaches we build a launch team, which I did. And I had over 100 people, but a lot of them just fail to do what they're supposed to do with doing their reviews. So maybe half of them did reviews. But the other thing you teach us in your process is I learned about Pubby, for example. I've gotten 28 five-star reviews. Well, one, two or four stars, but the rest were five. And it's funny because they love the book and they don't give you a comment as to why they deducted a star. Doesn't matter. It makes it all real. Pubby and then getreviewed.com, I think it is the other one, the Get Book Review. So some of those online sites, Pubby has been very, very good. I've enjoyed using that. You got to review other people's book. And the other platform, is it getbookreview.com? I think it is.
I can't remember offhand.
So I actually, you have to go in and select somebody else's book so you earn snaps. That's the way it works, right? And by earning snaps, you can then put your book out to get reviewed. And, it can be a pain if you don't want to take the time to review someone else's book. But guess what? I go in there and guess who I find? Nate Hambrick. Crush your kryptonite. So I just reviewed that one this week, matter of fact.
That's cool.
So you guys practice what you preach, what you're telling us you're doing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those that don't know, Nate's on the sales team here at selfpublishing.com, also wrote and published a book called Crush Your Kryptonite. He just passed 1,000 reviews on that book. In the Trenches has done awesome work with his book. He's working on book number two as we speak. Let's talk. I want to talk outside the box ways that you're marketing this book. You've got this idea to product summit. That's a big summit that you're doing. You got the proclamation from the governor, mayor, somebody about the summit, all this stuff. What are some of the outside of the box things that you're doing to market the book successfully?
So one of the things in your program you advocate is getting interviewed on podcasts, and certainly I know a few podcasters that I was able to get interviewed on. I'm like, man, I just don't want to beg 100 people to be on their podcast. I thought I got to do a different way. And in the past I have run symposia. They were in-person events and I learned about virtual summits and I thought, you know what? I'm going to create a virtual summit. And the purpose of my book is to help entrepreneurs overcome the 95% failure rate of new products going to market. According to Harvard professor Clayton Christensen, 95% products fail. And so I thought, you know what? I'll create a summit with that same approach. How do we help entrepreneurs overcome that 95% failure rate? And I'll invite speakers, but I'm going to make it a 3-day event. And it's going to be structured around the book. First day is idea and concept development. The second day is prototype and MVP. And the third day is launch and market introduction and investment, storytelling for investors and things like that, and grants. And so, in doing so, I end up introducing the book to a lot of people that I talk to. I meet new people that way. When I had done these symposia in the past, I had gotten local mayors to get involved and come to the event live and speak and do a proclamation. Well, for this event, I want to step my game up. And so I decided to ask the Virginia governor, I can't even think of his name right now, Governor of Virginia, Youngkin, Glenn Youngkin. And he couldn't be on a Zoom call, so he wrote a letter. This is the letter he wrote, welcoming everyone to the event for the Commonwealth of Virginia and for entrepreneurs, all over the world even. But I also, at the same time, was worried I might not get him. So I asked the Lieutenant Governor, Winsom Sears, to also be a part of it. Well, I ended up getting both. They don't talk to each other about this stuff. So I got both. And actually, Winsome Sears, I had on a Zoom call this morning and I sent her a copy of the letter. I said, maybe you can reference this in your welcome and had her. We did a live welcome with her this morning for the event and just fantastic. And the cool thing is, I sent her the link to the summit and the summit anthem, the song that I created for the event. Mm-hmm. She loved it and she's going to share the event on their website.
That's cool. How do you do all that? It seems like one of your superpowers is connecting with people. I mean, and just like, whether it's our investors and then over here, grant writing, okay, this TV show, okay, this governor, all the stuff. What's your secret, Steve? How do you do it?
My secret is knowing where I'm weak and finding how to fill those gaps with people, right? Because there's people that can do anything you want. And it started for me in 2014. I reinvented the faucet. My background was not in plumbing. I had no idea how faucets were made. But, you know, this is the faucet. When you rotate the lever, it becomes a water fountain. And I thought, okay, how am I going to design and engineer this? And so I first started using freelancers in 2014. I had heard about freelancers back then. But that's part of my, what you called superpowers, understanding how to find the resources you need and bring them to the table. You know, and in fact, once I got the design done, I thought I needed to patent it. I again went and found an attorney in India that worked with the U.S. Patent Office to save cost. Always looking for ways to save money, you know, and to save cost. It's the ability to network, go out, find the people you need. And you're always learning, always learn. Because when I held events before, the symposia that I talked about, we had two speakers that would always stand out head and shoulders above others. And I asked him, I said, is it the National Speakers Association where you learn to speak so good, or is it Toastmasters? And what he said was, NSA will teach you about the business of speaking, but Toastmasters will make you a better speaker. And so I joined Toastmasters and I became a certified competent Toastmaster.
That's cool. So that develops a skill set of speaking. I've heard a lot of great things about Toastmasters. I've never done it personally. I'll ask a couple of final questions and then we'll wrap. What was the most helpful part about working with this?
Wow. There's so much, you know, and my coach, Scott Allen, it's fun. He's in Japan. I love the fact that he's in Japan. He's international. He's actually speaking with me at the summit, as is Chad. I've met so many great people. And it was really fun for me to come to Author Advantage Live to get to meet you and others in person, build a little bit of a personal relationship, and then have the team, you know, to answer questions. And even the Facebook group, right, where you have over 4,000 authors all trying to achieve the same goals. And we post our questions in there and you'll get an answer from somebody, you know, like, so I couldn't get something around Ingram Spark, or I couldn't get something on Amazon, I need some help, you know, and people will share their answers. It's the power of teamwork, right? That you have enabled by building that community, you know, and so that's been very helpful. And having people to turn answers to and having that process, you know, mm-hmm. Your book is great. I love your book. So all the processes you've put in place, and I know you're all about process improvement.
Yeah.
Cause yeah. I think the thing you had said too was, if it takes longer than 10 minutes, we're going to automate it. We're going to mm-hmm. write a process for mm-hmm. it. You know, I love
exactly.
that stuff.
Yeah. Cool. That's great. Let's see, a couple final questions. One is from a listener, Leah, says, what inspires you to focus your career on helping entrepreneurs create value with their businesses?
That's a great question. It's the fact that I learned so much along the way by mistakes. And everybody always told me, you need to write a book. You know, again, as I mentioned, I got a patent as soon as I figured out how I would design the faucet. And that was way too early. I spent thousands of dollars that were wasted because we changed the design. And I thought, I can help so many people if I write it down. What are the right timeframes? We build a process. And in the process, we tell you the right approach and timeframes on when to do things that will save thousands. And so giving back, you know, as I mentioned, I'm 60. So it's time in my life to share with others and help others do the things that, at least some things I've learned from, and achieve their goals too. Cause it just feels good to help others.
That's cool. And guys, if you want to submit a question for a future episode, all you have to do is leave a comment on this video on the YouTube channel. You can save the podcast to your favorites on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And you can also, if you want to drop a question there in a review, we can ask those for future guests. Would love to feature your question on a future episode. Steve, where can people go to find out more about your book, your business, like whatever would be most helpful to send people?
So a couple of things. One, Nasoni, N-A-S-O-N-I, N as in Nancy, .com, NASONI.com is for the faucets that I reinvented. If you want to learn about valuepreneurs, it's just the word value and entrepreneur added together, but valuepreneurs.com is the website. But I also have a personal website. It's swaddell.com. So SWADDELL.com. And then lastly, I'm on LinkedIn. You know, it's LinkedIn.com/in/Steve Waddell. So connect with me. I'm happy to connect with anybody if you're interested.
Cool. Love it. Well, guys, check it out. Steve's new book, Valuepreneurs. You can check out the Nasoni Fawcett as well. But yeah, check out the book. Read it. I hope you benefit from it. And if you're ready to get your book published, if you want our help, like Steve had, go to selfpublishing.com/talk. Book a call with the team. We'll talk to you about your goals for your book, your challenges with your book. We'll start to put together a plan. So that's selfpublishing.com/talk. We'd love to chat with you and help you with your book. Steve, you're the man. Thank you for being here. It's so fun being part of your journey, man. It's the best is yet to come.
Chandler, I'm so excited to be here just after having been with you at Author Advantage Live and now having the book published. I'm so ecstatic it's here, and that working with you guys was fantastic.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Books change lives.
Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of the Self-Publishing School Podcast. I know there's so many places that you could be spending your time. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to, YouTube channels that you could be watching. So thank you so much. It means the world. Now, I want you to do three things right now if you found this episode helpful. I don't know if you know this, but we've got a YouTube channel. It's a companion channel to this podcast. All the video versions of the episode are on the YouTube channel. So number one, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Number two, if you're listening to this podcast, wherever, whether this is Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Number two, I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now so you don't miss a future episode. And then number three, this is probably the most important, leave a review on the podcast. All right, reviews are super important and help this podcast get discovered by other people. So number three, leave a review on the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of the Self-Publishing School Podcast. I know there's so many places that you could be spending your time. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to, YouTube channels that you could be watching. So thank you so much. It means the world. Now, I want you to do three things right now if you found this episode helpful. All right, number one, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a YouTube channel. It's a companion channel to this podcast. All the video versions of the episode are on the YouTube channel. So number one, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Number two, if you're listening to this podcast, wherever, whether this is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, number two, I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now so you don't miss a future episode. And then number three, this is probably the most important, leave a review on the podcast. All right. Reviews are super important and help this podcast get discovered by other people. So number three, leave a review on the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on the fence about scheduling a publishing consultation call with my team, maybe you're not quite ready for that, I've got some free training that I think will be really helpful for you. All right, all you have to do is go to register to sign up. Go to selfpublishing.com/free training. When you do, you're also going to get a free digital copy of my new book, Published. And on that training, you're going to learn the next step, so how to implement with your book. So how to write, how to publish, how to launch successfully. So go to register right now at selfpublishing.com/free training. I'll see you there.